The opinions expressed on Three's Company are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hello and welcome back, everyone, to episode 4 of Three's Company. I'm Anthony Marinoff. Alongside me is Chris Capone and Evan Davis. We got a pretty action-packed episode here for you today. I'm going to start off, you know, just talking about the East versus West and how wild that's been because, like, the East stinks, but we'll get into it. Going to go talk about a couple of the teams in the league, you know, seeing what we like and if they can bounce back or not. Talk about some key injuries as well. You know, we did talk about it last week, but they just keep coming and it's unfortunate to see it happening and just some key injuries that we saw. And we'll gather up at the end just a couple other topics that we'll discuss in terms of some players that we kind of have our eye on. So to start it off, West versus East. Evan, I know you really want to talk about this, just how bad East has been compared to the West. Like, this is unheard of, man. Like, this is, I know it's only the beginning of the season.
Yeah, this is wild. And, like, you look at it, like, the third best team in the Eastern Conference right now, the Indiana Pacers, they would be the 10th seed in the Western Conference. That's how good the West is. No team, even the 10th seed Dallas Mavericks are 5-5. There's only four teams in the West that are below 500, which is just crazy to see how competitive. And we already knew this conference was going to be pretty competitive. I think when you look at the best teams in the NBA, I think it's fair to say out of the top five that maybe four of the five even going into the season would come out of the Western Conference. When you look at the Thunder, the Nuggets, we knew the Grizzlies were going to be better this year. The Timberwolves have been a little underperforming to start the year, but nonetheless, you know what their talent level is like. But the Knicks are the fifth seed at 4-5. The Magic are 5-6. They're the fourth seed. It just...
Yeah, and, you know, just talking about it, like, you even said, Evan, where it's like the four teams at the bottom of the West right now aren't even... Or, like, the Pelicans have been really plagued with injuries. The Spurs... Victor Wembanyama has been a little bit disappointed to start the year. And even, you know, in the East, it's like the Sixers and Bucks, we've already talked enough about the Bucks, but these teams have also been tanking due to injury. But, like, and a lot of these other teams in the East that we thought were originally going to be contenders are either starting off the year slow, like the Knicks, or pretty much decimated by injuries, like the Magic. It leads to a team like the Cavs and the Celtics just separating themselves from the pack so early, mainly because they've been the healthiest and they've been the most consistent so far.
The Cavs, man, 11-0 still. You know, Celtics 9-2. And then after that, like you said, Evan, Pacers 5-5. Then you got a bunch of 5-6, 4-5, 4-6. The biggest shock, obviously the Bucks and Philly, they're struggling, but the biggest shock to me, honestly, Detroit. So many of their games have been competitive. Like, they could be like 6-5 right now. They had that one game against the Celtics. The Owls went down to the wire. They had another game against the Rockets just yesterday, sold that game at the end. The Hornets, buzzer beater. Like, they could have another three wins right now. Like, they've had so many games just not go their way. They could be a 7-4 team rather than a 4-7 team. But moving on, you know, next topic, Chris, you want to go into that?
Yeah, so just to talk about some teams that have been struggling, you know, we quickly talked about the Sixers, but... You know, Tyrese Maxey falling on that injured list for a week, it seems. And, you know, Embiid's coming back tomorrow as of this recording against the Knicks. And Paul George recently came back. You know, it just seems like whenever things start to go right for the Sixers, another player goes down. Like, it's just this weird, like, almost comedic cycle at this point where they have something good going for them and then immediately
they're trusting the wrong process.
Yeah.
They're trusting the wrong process. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I think they come back. They're such a good team. Maxey will be back soon. Gershom Yabusele, he broke out yesterday. I think I said his last name right.
Yeah.
And then Jared McCain, 27 points yesterday, career high for him. Mm-hmm. So, like, he's like, when I look at him, I think he's a little bit similar to Maxey in the way they play, like small guards. Not as shifty as Maxey, but nonetheless. He'll be good. Like, with Embiid back, they're just going to start dominating, I think, again. And I think they go off, like, a little nice win streak. And get to 500, and then as the season goes on, like they'll be a top four seed team by the end of by the end of the year, I feel. Talking about Joel Embiid, extensive injury history. Maxey also an injury. A few other players. Big losses. Chet Holmgren, man, out 8 to 10 weeks. And Hartenstein's already out. He's going to be out for probably another, I think, 3 weeks at this point because he broke his hand in preseason. And the third string center, Jalen Williams, also out. So that's their first, second, and third string center, all out. That's like that. He and Chet broke his hip, by the way. That's what the injury is. It was,
Yeah,
for
it
the
looked
people who don't
nasty.
know, it was, it, he just fell straight on it and it broke. Yeah, some other injuries too. Aaron Gordon out a couple weeks or a few weeks.
KD out 2 weeks.
KD, MVP start to the season. Yep,
Yeah.
that's a big one. Suns, they lost yesterday to the King. Miss KD down the stretch of that game, that's for sure. Who else? I'm missing. I feel like I'm missing one other big one.
Well, Zion Williamson's back
Z
on.
yes, that's another one. Out
Zion's back.
indefinitely, Zion is.
Could we talk about Zion? Like, I think he's a bust. He's only played in like 49% of the games since being drafted. Like, I don't think he's. When it's all said and done, I don't think he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't think he's like going to be regarded as like this top NBA talent just because he can never stay healthy. He's kind of like Kawhi
He played
Leonard.
70 games last year. Like, I'll give him that. But before that,
Yeah.
like, if you look at his career, 24. He missed his rookie year. No.
Like in and out.
Next up, move on from some of the bad stuff. We want to talk about some good stuff too, such as the Denver Nuggets. Now, I will say it did look like they were cooked at the beginning of the season. I was one of those people who thought they were cooked at the beginning of the season, and then Jokic just said, "You know what? Let me play some basketball," and just reminded everybody why he's a three-time MVP and looking to go three in a row now. Because what the hell is this guy doing?
I
Like,
mean, four straight triple doubles.
it's what MPJ said. The guy said yesterday, like, it's not like he's barely getting these. Like, he has
Yeah.
18 rebounds and like 16 assists or whatever his stat lines are. Like, these aren't just near. Like, he's getting them with ease.
He almost had seven in a row. He missed a game against, he missed one assist in a game against Utah. But if you go over his last seven games, he's averaging 28.6 points, 15 rebounds, and 14 assists, shooting 55% from the field and 58% from three. Like he just said, all right, we're not losing anymore. They've gone 6-1 in that stretch since then.
Yeah, it's wild. They are insane. They have turned everything around. Russell Westbrook looks good. Evan, don't talk crap because he has. Ja
Okay.
Morant's back. MPJ looks really good. Peyton Watson, Julian Strauss, they're chipping in. Like, they look like Jokic is leading the league in rebounds and assists. Can we just take that in for a second? This guy is leading the league as a center, is leading the league in rebounds and assists
And he's
and
close
triple
up there in
doubles.
points too.
Yeah, and he's at 29 points or 28 or something like that, right? 28 points.
29.7 points per game because he had
29.7.
240 bombs.
Right.
And
He's averaging 4.5 offensive rebounds a game.
he's 40 points behind Jason Tatum, but Jason Tatum has played one more game than him. So
Doesn't, yeah.
if Jokic could drop like 44 tonight, you know.
Jokic is fourth in points per game right now.
And
He
he
like,
leads his team in every
yeah,
category.
every single thing. Like, this guy is just a monster. Like, he you can't stop him. Can't stop him. And this is a side gig for him. He races horses in the summer.
I
He
gotta know,
doesn't care about basketball.
does he actually train in the off season? Like, I don't believe he like picks up a basketball. Like
No,
he
he definitely
said,
does. He definitely does. There's
but
no
it's
way you
just
don't.
like
You can't not pick it up. Like, he plays.
it's just like the way that he plays. It's just like, dude, what? Like, it's just almost like a joke for him.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. He just looks unstoppable.
he's the best player in the NBA, and he's been the best player in the NBA for like the past 4 years, I would say. Like, he has just been so incredibly consistent, such an amazing player. And everyone always talks about like, oh, he's just an advanced analytics merchant. Like, he's not actually that good. No, Jokic has always been this good. Like, this is going to be the fifth year in a row where he's probably going to finish second in MVP voting this year only because there's not many people who get four MVPs like this. Like, I feel like
LeBron.
there's gonna be some voter fatigue, but when it comes all said and done, if he could win another championship right now, he would be up there in the all-time like list. Like, he would be
Yeah.
edging on that like 20 to
Well,
50.
if he wins a championship this year, he's a top 10 player of all time.
Yeah.
Playing, I think like he because he will undoubtedly be the Finals MVP,
Yeah.
right?
He's already edging that like 15 to 20 range right now, and a ring would just
Oh,
solidify
I
it.
think he's so in that 20. He's all way in that 20 range.
Yeah, he's legit. Like, this isn't, I've never seen anything like this. And
If the Nuggets are a top 3 seed, he's gonna win MVP. He would 100%.
he plays the same way, and it's like no matter who you put on him, he just doesn't stop. Like, there's no way to defend him. He plays at his own pace, and nobody can speed him up or slow him down. He just consistently is in night in and night out that good.
And it's impossible for him to be inefficient. Like every time I see a stat line, the worst I see is like a couple of shots below 500
Yeah,
or 50%, sorry.
or he
Like it's
misses a lot of threes. Like, it's not
yeah.
like, it's not like, if it's near the rim, it's always going in.
But
Every
even then,
time.
he's shooting 56% from three. He has
Yeah.
the exact same field goal percentage from like the post and from three. He's like his only
He's
downfall is
put in a better number
84%
than
at the
my
line.
player.
Yeah, it's
Like he,
crazy.
my, I can't even do this well with my player.
Yeah. Well, and
He's absurd.
you stink at 2K, but that's not here.
Well, I don't pay to play. I'm paying you, Mr. Buying, what's it called? VC.
All the
Yeah.
VC. You gotta make sure the
Well,
player looks dripped out, man.
no, you don't. The biggest scam in 2K. You just get the free stuff that they give you. Next up, Draymond.
Ooh.
Talking that talk, I think we all saw that earlier in the week saying OKC is not a serious team. Nobody fears them. And he backed that up. He
Well,
had
they almost blew a 27-point lead,
well,
so.
he still played pretty fantastic. He had 8
Anyway.
points, 6 rebounds, 11 assists, played some good defense. They lost Chet, unfortunately. But still, like, the Warriors, man. Draymond, he just it just like it seems the older he gets, he still stays like that's such masterful defensive anchor.
Yeah, and it's
It
like, you
just
know,
doesn't stop.
the Warriors constantly have this thing where the moment everyone thinks the Warriors are dead, they end up doing it again. They end up playing this great. Everyone was talking about this might be the last couple years of Steph and Draymond, because people think that, I think Draymond's a free agent at the end of this year. They might think
No,
he's,
no, no. He signed an
no,
extension.
he's
Oh,
got
he
one
did?
more.
No,
He's got,
I think he's got 2 more years after
yeah,
this
he's
year.
got two more years after this. He signed that
Okay.
4-year, 100 mil.
Okay, yeah, I was mistaken, but I thought everyone always talks about like the Warriors, oh, this is it for the Warriors, they're cooked, and then they always end up, they'll be right back where they were, like
Yeah.
contending again, and it's always
Yeah.
like, God damn it, you just can't get rid of them. They're like ants, they're like cockroaches. You every time you think you got rid of them, they just come right back.
Yeah, it just happens. It keeps happening. Like Andrew Wiggins is looking like he did 2 years or 3 years ago when they won. Buddy Hield looks like the best he's been playing in his career, or at least close to it. Like they have a 12-man rotation. De'Anthony Melton, Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, Brandon Podziemski, Trayce Jackson-Davis. Like I can go on and on about all these guys on their team that just look unstoppable. I saw this clip earlier today. Lu Dort went to go double Steph instead of guarding De'Anthony Melton just so he could take away a 3-point shot from Steph. And I mean, like, when I say Lu Dort left De'Anthony Melton, he went to go double Steph and he let De'Anthony Melton, who is a pretty damn good 3-point shooter, take the three, open three, and he made it. He made him pay. Like,
Yeah.
I can't believe, like, they're just unguardable from everywhere on the court, everywhere. Like,
I wonder if they
they can
make a
drive
trade.
with. They don't really need to though. Like they can. Like obviously, like it may be good, but if Wiggins keeps going up and Kuminga goes crazy, like he can. We've seen it before. They have so much depth. The thing is though, in the playoffs, you don't use it all that depth. So.
Yeah, I just wonder, like, their bench is still, like, I don't know what's happened with Jonathan Kim, or is it Jonathan Kuminga that got moved to the bench?
Yeah, he was starting
Well,
this year
he's
and
still
then
he.
he got moved down.
But he's
Yeah,
still
then he
playing great.
but he's still playing. Yeah, he's still playing great. I just wonder, like, if they do make a move, like, they don't necessarily need to, but at the same time, it's just like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what they do. I feel like they got to add like one more piece or something to this team.
Just who's really available at this point? Like,
Because,
yeah.
Giannis. Dude,
A Giannis trade with this Warriors like money like locked up into all these players be rough to add on.
well, you trade Wiggins, Kuminga, and some other salary, and like it's like three firsts or like four firsts.
Yeah, I guess it could work out.
It's really hard to get all this money put together. Like I'm trying to look at it right now. Yeah, you need a lot more money. Yeah, they
Well,
need
how? Well, how?
it.
Who's on their payroll right now?
What I tried doing was Wiggins, Melton, Kuminga, and Moody, and it still says I need an extra like $8 million.
Yeah.
Well, remember,
Oh, yeah, because Melton, they're all
they
making.
can be within 10% of his contract,
Yeah.
right? So if they, yeah. Oh yeah, because he got that big extension. He's getting like 60 mil a year now.
Yeah. So it's
Damn.
really hard to add all these players.
That's true.
Plus,
Anyway.
I think the Warriors would rather keep going with what they have right now
Yeah,
rather
yeah.
than throw Giannis in the middle of a season
Yeah,
if the Bucks are
100%.
even thinking of trading Giannis, which I don't think they
Yeah.
should.
No. You never trade a player like that. But then again, the Nets did it with KD, so. But that's because he requested a
He
trade.
requested it. If
Yeah.
Giannis requests it, then you got to try and oblige.
All right, quick little thing before we go. Talking about some of our most disappointing players. Each one of us have one player that we've talked to, that we have taken a look at this year, and we're like, eh, not where you gotta be. So, Evan, why don't you kick us off?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Jalen Green on the Houston Rockets. Like he's averaging like a solid, 21 points per game, but his shooting splits have just been pretty underwhelming to start the year. He's shooting 39% from the field, 35.6% from three, but it just doesn't really feel like he's really progressing. And this is now his fourth year in the league, and he's always averaged around like 42, 43% shooting from the field, which is like decent for a guard, but I was kind of expecting a little bit of a hotter start, especially just, given that this team's now has a second year with Van Vliet, Sengun, Dylan Brooks added in, but I don't know, he's just felt a little underwhelming, to say the least this year.
Yeah,
Chris?
my most disappointing player. I already alluded to it earlier, but I think Wemby has been my most disappointing player this year. He hasn't been taking as many shots as he did last year. He's only shooting 15 times a game compared to 17. And I thought the Spurs would try and make him the guy this year and try and force him all the shots. And I know Pop has been away for the team for a couple games now due to that surprise illness that came up, but I really thought Wemby was going to be out there, taking like close to 20 shots a game, but there's still
Bro,
these
I thought this
games.
guy would be averaging like 27 and like 27, 12, and three blocks.
Yeah, there was that game against OKC where Chet completely had him locked up and he only shot the ball 5 times. And it's like Wemby's got to be putting up more shots. I think Wemby has to just be going out there and saying, "Who the hell can guard me? I'm 7'4" and I'm dribble moves like a guard."
Yeah.
Like he has to assert himself more into this team and he needs to prove. He needs to show that, like, the game they lost against Utah, he shot the ball 15 times. They lost by 1 point. Wemby has to be shooting the ball the most on the
Yeah.
team. They
Yeah,
can't
every
be,
time.
yeah, they can't be having this committee and having,
Harrison Barnes does not seem to be not need to be taking as many shots as he should.
Stephon
Kelvin
Castle,
Johnson,
a
Stephon
rookie.
Castle, he shouldn't be taking more, but like he still deserves some reps, man. He had
Yeah,
a good
but
game.
a rookie shouldn't be shooting more than Wemby at this point. Wemby has to be your guy, and he needs to be putting up close to 20 a game.
100%. Like Stephon Castle, yeah, he should not be shooting it, but he was pretty solid. It's not like
Yeah.
he took 16 shots and only made two of them. He still did well. Yeah, I think to your point, like Harrison Barnes should not. I don't care that he went 4 for 7, and even whatever this champagne dude is, like once
Julian
you,
Champagny.
yeah, like once you missed your first shot, that's when you just pass the rock to Wemby,
Yeah.
like, and then get out of the way.
For me, my most disappointing player, Tyrese Haliburton. This guy has stunk. He had a good game yesterday against the Knicks, but man, like he's just he just hasn't been. Like he's had multiple games below 10 points. He had 6 points against Charlotte, and he had zero against New York earlier in the season. And then he's fourth on his team in points per game at 16 and at 16.7, I'm pretty sure it was. Mather and Turner and Siakam are all better than him right now. And like his assist numbers, they haven't, like, the start of the year they were really bad, then he went on a nice stretch. Like, they're just not that high. He's only averaging 8 assists right now, 27% from deep. A guy who's supposed to be incredibly efficient from beyond the arc has just been garbage. Like, he just hasn't really looked good. He just looks inconsistent right now. Some games he pops off, like we saw with the Knicks, but then some games he just
The
doesn't.
Knicks.
Like,
Yeah. Don't remind me
he
about the
needs to
game with
fix
the
up.
Knicks. Don't remind me about that game, man. That cost me, man. Of course, like the one time he actually wants to shoot like an all-star that he is. But I don't know what's going on with Haliburton. I also just something about this Pacers team, it just gives me the vibe that there's like too many guys that need a shot and none of them that can really create their own shot. Like Siakam can create his own shot, but like how many times do you see Haliburton kind of being like Steph Curry in, for instance, and like running around the court looking for an open lane? Like more times than not, he's at, he's getting a screen and then like walking into a shot. And a guy like Miles
It's
Turner,
a lot of
like,
ball dominant players. That's
yeah,
what I'm saying. Like
like
there are a
no.
bunch of them are.
That's why it's not really working out. It's just like none of these guys, like some of them are good spot up shooters, but none of these guys are really like creating their own thing. It's like they need a lane opened for them.
Yeah. Well, that concludes our episode. We went through all the topics we wanted to discuss. So thank you very much for tuning in. For this episode, I'm Anthony Marinoff. Here is Chris Capone and Evan Davis. We will talk to you next week.